The Waratahs, they had a wonderful win on the weekend and supported by a local home crowd. You'd have to think the Brumbies were on fire running into that. So the Waratahs, they're on a roll. They'll take on the Blues at Allianz Saturday at 7:40 kickoff. Ben Robinson joins us now. Ben, well done, mate, on last week, and you just want to keep that rolling. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Thank you.
It was a good turnaround. They're always a great test, and they'd been playing terrifically well leading into that. It was a very pleasing win, I imagine, Ben.
Yeah, it was. I think, to come against the Brumbies, they're at the top of the table. They're playing some really good form, some really good players. And for us to come away with a solid win in front of a great crowd for us. We had 28,000 afternoon footy in Sydney here. So that was another very pleasing thing for us.
Yeah, mate, you guys, you look hungry. There's a bit of pressure, isn't it? What happened last year to roll it on, although you'll try and distance yourself from that.
Look, I don't know. I think the pressure, we put it on ourselves. There's always going to be a bit of pressure from the media, but I think there's a lot of expectations from the players and the coaches for us to be better, to perform better, whether it's day by day or on the weekend as well. So, we set high standards for ourselves, and I think that's something that we pride ourselves on, and we work really hard to become better players.
Ben, must have been very, very pleasing when you have a look at that Brumbies pack and you've got the World Cup coming up at the end of the Super Rugby season. Must have been pleasing for the Waratahs, tight five in particular, to get the job done and virtually dominate the set piece.
Yeah, I think Mario said that the forwards win the game and the backs determined by how much.
Yes.
I think the boys did really well there. I think it's an area that we've been working on really hard in the pre-season, the off-season. And I think it's an area that, we're getting a few dividends out of the moment. So it's working well for us.
Mate, how do you keep your hunger? You're the most capped now and you still look as hungry as day one.
Yeah, I don't know. It's, you play professional sport, it's quite easy. I think that motivation is still very strong for me. There's a lot of young players come through, and I think when you're in a squad with a lot of good players who work really hard and want to strive, it's just quite easy there for me as well. But I still love playing rugby, still love playing footy, and hopefully there's many more years to come.
And mate, the turnaround from the week before was it, you just don't learn skills in a week. Was it an attitude thing?
Look, there's a combination of a few things. I think the previous week we started really well. The first time we came against the Kiwi side in a while. But I think, for us to get up against the Brumbies is quite easy. It's going to be one of our toughest games of the year, and we knew that. And I think coming home to a Sydney crowd, it's always easy for us to get up.
Pretty well unchanged, I think, from last week. So that's a good sign, Ben, that everyone's fit.
Yeah, it is. It is. We've got Hollister there as a hooker. I think Tafu's is still a few question marks around the Tafu. Having that cohesion, I suppose, and the fluidity from week to week is always good for us. So hopefully all the boys go well. We've got a big session today. Lighting off a bit tomorrow, then we're into it this weekend, Saturday night.
Ben, there was some drama, some controversy to come out of your match, obviously with the homophobic slur from Jacques Bogita. The Waratahs moved quickly there, fined him $20,000, $10,000 suspended. He's not stood down for this, but he was apologetic. Were you surprised by that? He appears to be a good bloke. He's quite a character.
I wasn't surprised by his apology. I think Jacques realised that he messed up.
Right.
He made a big mistake, and then he quickly was very apologetic behind it. So I think Jack's a really good bloke, a really good fella, and I think he's just a very apologetic about what he said. So.
And is it the player's attitude when you chat regarding Dave Pocock, who's one of you guys? He's one of the Wallabies. He's very much a leader, isn't he?
Yeah, he is. Yeah, he is. I mean, you look at the previous few days and what's come about against him or for him, that he's got very strong values, and you definitely applaud his values there for standing up for what he believes in as well. But he's been a leader for ever since he arrived in Australia.
And Ben, just on Michael Hooper, he's a young man still. He's had this leadership quality for a little while now, but we look at the way he plays. I mean, how's his body going to hang in there? Because he goes so hard.
He does. He's lucky there's two players inside him. He's got a massive motor, massive engine. For me, I think he's one of the greatest players I've played with. His work rate around the field is massive. You see him carry really hard. You see him defend really well. But it's the small things that he does in his game around the park that people really don't notice that, it gives us that bit of edge, whether it's going for a bit of a charge down, a bit of pressure to hopefully... get a player to spray the ball off his foot or whatever it is, but he's a top quality player and he's getting around for many years to come.
Mate, you're expected to win against the Blues by how many?
let's just go with hopefully a good win, a good forward dominating game here on Saturday night. But look, I don't know. The Blues are a really good side. I know their form has been the best over the start of the season, but. Yeah, they're a very solid outfit. A lot of All Blacks in their starting side. Let's not forget about that.
No, definitely, mate. Well done. Hopefully that good crowd, the 26,000. Hopefully they all come back with their mates too to watch the New South Wales Waratahs in action against the Blues. That's at Allianz Stadium this Saturday night, 7:40. The kickoff. Thanks, Ben.
No worries, guys.
Good on you, Ben. And just before we go to a break, we've got 5 double passes to give away to that game. And we'll ask this question. So the first 5 with the correct answer to how many games will have been played by Ben Robinson after this weekend?